We've all heard the saying, only if these walls could talk. Do you ever wonder what it's really like to be at a crime scene? What it feels like? How it smells? Hi, I'm Gabrielle, and I'm going to take you on a journey of real crime scene investigation. With over 12 years of professional experience in CSI, I will be sharing stories involving sex, lies, and murder. I trust you will enjoy. And remember, the walls do talk. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Walls Do Talk, CSI Coffee Confessions. I'm here once again at Cafe Dolce Vita, and I'm actually going to be outside today because, one, my content is just a little gruesome. I don't have like a true story to share with you guys today. I'm just kind of going to confess what has been on my mind the last couple of months, what I've been experiencing. And so I'm really interested to hear your feedback to my other crime scene investigators out there. Like, has this started happening to you? Because I need to know if I'm okay. so I really want to just talk it out, what's been going on in my head. So let's do a recap. The end of 2023, as far as work goes, we got slammed, absolutely slammed. I was fucking busy. And that's not how I wanted to end my year, because I feel like everything was like left undone into the new year. Like, I wanted to start 2024 fresh, clean slate, and that is not the case. So at the end, from November into December, I had some really gnarly cases happen. And, you know, they affected me in ways that I haven't been affected before. And so I want to share with you kind of what's been going on or what I've been experiencing. So the first one, I can't go into much detail about the actual scene, but let's just say it was a very violent death. Very, very violent death. Lots of blood, lots of just shit everywhere on this one. And so when it came time to do the autopsy, you know, we were definitely in for a treat, I would say. There was a lot of decomp going on. And when I say decomp, I mean like the body is decomposing. It was full of maggots and they were just having a good old time swimming about in this poor person's body, especially their head region. And so doing the autopsy, I already kind of knew what to expect. It was going to smell bad. Like, I've been there, I've done that. It was going to be, you know, all the fat is now melting away and it's very slippery. Just their face in general was unrecognizable just because of the amount of injury that had taken place or had been sustained. So, you know, I was prepared for all that. I've been there before. I've done that. I've smelt it 100 times. I've seen it 100 times, but there was definitely something different about this autopsy. When it finally came time to looking at the head region, the skull, it was fractured into so many pieces, but yet still stuck together by the skin or the dura mater. So it was like this big blob of clanky skull bits still kind of stuck together by the skin and just clanking about. There was really no form or shape to it anymore. And so when I'm standing there and listening to the medical examiner go about, you know, looking at this head and just even how they're holding it and manipulating it, all you hear is like clank, 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 clink, clink, clink against the metal table. And after about, you know, 15 minutes of hearing these bones clinking together and hitting the table, like, I had enough. Like, I literally had to step away, just focus on something else. And I didn't say anything, but the sound just got to me. I could not take it anymore. And that has not happened to me in a long time, where I'm at an autopsy and it's so gruesome that I just couldn't take it anymore. And I thought, this is a very interesting feeling and a very interesting moment I'm experiencing, but I took it in stride, got through it. And I was like, all right, we're done. I was so happy to be done that day with that autopsy, but it doesn't stop there. So, like I said, it was a pretty intense case. It is an intense case. And it had stayed on my mind, you know, the week later, 2 weeks later, every day, day and night, it didn't matter if I was at work or if I was at home. I was thinking about it, and it didn't matter if I was dead asleep in the middle of the night. I'm still thinking about it because I had multiple dreams that put me back at the crime scene. I even turned into a crow at one point, and I was there because there was all this carnage there. I think I was gonna, you know, interested in it as a bird. Just really weird. So I woke up multiple times throughout the next couple of weeks, thinking about this homicide, thinking about this case, actually hearing the bones clanking in my sleep. When I would wake up, I would hear the bones clanking. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? Because this is really, this part has really never happened. And I couldn't figure out, like, why am I stressing out about it? Why is it affecting me so much? But, you know, being on peer support, I knew how to kind of get through it, talk about it, make sure I'm eating healthy and drinking water and doing all the things I need to do to take care of my brain. But I just thought, what an interesting, you know, thing to happen this late in my career. Like, why? And so let's fast forward into a few weeks later, boom, we get another major case. And this one is gruesome as well. It's definitely dealing with another body that's decomposing. And just the condition of where the body was located and the condition of the body and the circumstances surrounding the case, it made me sick to my stomach. Being there, it, obviously disgusting. Like, you know, you're used to, you're expecting and you're used to the smells of decomp once again. You're used to being in homes that are absolutely filthy and you're smelling feces from humans and animals. You're used to all that. So being there and experiencing that, that was nothing new. It was not pleasant, but I'm like, okay, I've been here before. I know what to expect. You kind of get used to the smell and it is what it is. But that is the scene that the house itself was absolutely disgusting. The condition of the body and the manner of death was absolutely disgusting. And that's the scene that, I don't know if you guys saw my previous reel where I came home because I had taken a shower at the station and I definitely showered when I got home. And I mean, when I showered, I scrubbed. I have this black exfoliating little mitt and from my forehead to the back of my ears, my neck, everything and below got scrubbed down vigorously. Probably till I was raw. But it was just me mentally just getting rid of everything that I had come in contact there. So once again, gross scene. I was like thoroughly grossed out. And same with the autopsy, thoroughly disgusted, but you're used to it. You're expecting that, you know, the smells, the sights, been there, done that. But I found myself a week later, anytime someone would bring up the scene or if anytime someone would pull up a photo or ask to see footage or whatever, the interview, talk about it, I automatically got sick to my stomach, like a sour pit in my stomach, because those smells, the sights, the crime itself, the suspect themselves, like everything just got to me and made me feel nauseous to the point where I didn't have an appetite, didn't want to drink anything. I was just over it. And I thought, that's fucking weird too, because if you know me, I love food. So for me to not have an appetite, I was like, what the hell is it with these last two scenes? And so now I'm at a point where I'm trying to reflect, trying to be mindful of what's going on. Is it the fact that I just haven't really experienced any violent scenes lately and this is normal? Is it the fact that I've been doing this for so long that I'm just absolutely tapped out? Like, am I done? Is my body telling me you don't need to see this stuff anymore? You know, I really don't know. So I am pondering like what's going on. I am paying attention to how this has affected me or why it's affected me. And I still don't have the answers yet. But when I do find out, I'll let you know. But I'm very curious. And I want to say for my normal people out there, like you, if you're seeing dead bodies and skulls and all these things, and you're not a crime scene investigator or anything to do in that field, then we need to talk. Why? But if you are a crime scene investigator, sorry. and you've been doing this for a long time, or, you know, I'm curious to know, like, have scenes like this affected you? Did it affect you early on in your career, or are you, you know, 15 years deep, 20 years deep, and it started to affect you a little bit more? Or is it, you know, what's going on? So curious to know, please listen to this, let me know, and we will further discuss. And I'll further discuss and let you guys know whatever I find out, what's going on with me in this sense. I'm still happy, healthy. I love going to work. The rest of my life is normal and chaotic and great. But the work front, these last two scenes, a little weird. So that was my confession straight from my soul today. Like I said, I didn't have anything planned. I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on in my mind, in my world, in my crime scene world. I'm glad to be back. Happy 2024, even though it's kind of like a dark one. I'm still really excited for what's to come this year. I love you guys. That is Coffee Confessions, or CSI Coffee Confessions. Till next time, take care.